Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet, sweet pleasure seekers. Just before we got on, I was dared by my BFF to do this entire show with a Slavic accent. That may happen one day, and you will all be surprised. We'll all be thrilled and surprised. It's not going to happen today, only because she dared me today. It'll happen some other day where I will just randomly do that, so beware. Anyhow, for those of you who are brand new to this show, we don't always talk in Slavic accents, but we do always talk about is pleasure and different ways to have pleasure. And one of the, actually this show was created because I saw a post a friend of mine had put out that said, it was something to the effect of, you know, when you meet that person who can just put their hand on your hand and your whole nervous system calms down and you feel their presence, there's nothing more endearing or more, it's like more sexy than that or something. So in my brain, I translated it to being there's nothing more sexy than that. And I was like, you know what? I need to do a show all dedicated to presence. I talk about presence a lot, not just the stuff that people give you, like gifts as one of the five love languages, but presence, being present. What does that mean? And I look at that word too as a word that we could break down to like pre-sense, like before our sense. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of a fun thought. And I was like, oh, let's play with what is presence and what we can do with it and what's the point of it. And, you know, I think also when looking at some of the things, we're looking at why are we choosing presence in relationships and why are we choosing presence in sex lives? So let's talk about the opposite for a second. And let me tell you too why I'm actually here. So I'm a holistic health practitioner and a sex and intimacy coach. One of the things I found in my holistic health practice was that I had quite a few people coming to me that were having sexual dysfunction. And they were a little bit shy to talk about it, but somehow it would come out. And then I would be like, all right, I've got resources. But I also felt like it was important to have some training background to back that up. So I got my sex and intimacy coaching as well. It doesn't mean I have sex with you, but I can certainly facilitate you to have better sex with yourself and your partner or partners, plural. So what we're talking about today is presence and the reason for presence and what it can do. So one of the things is that I think of presence as the newest kind of foreplay. And we'll talk about that as not just foreplay, but core play. How do you be present every day for as much as you possibly can? And then we're going to go from also all the things we do on autopilot to becoming erotically aware, because there's so many things we do on autopilot. If you've been in a relationship for more than, you know, a few months, there are things you're going to do on autopilot. And after a while, autopilot can be a bit frustrating, mainly because it's usually not satisfying and it's not present. It's usually got a destination, and that destination is who can get off first. It's kind of competitive in the way that sex can be a competition. And autopilot is one of those things that definitely makes note of the competition. So we're going to also bring pleasure to that other area where it's not just about having your body parts be stimulated, but also about being fully seen, being fully heard, being felt, being recognized by your lover, and what that can do for you, and why is that important. And we're also going to talk about cultivating a presence practice, outside of your bedroom. So as I mentioned, where it becomes like core play instead of just foreplay. So one of the reasons why I love talking about sex and intimacy, for one, is because I think the world really needs to have more understanding of how much the body can receive from pleasure and what that can do. So between healing, whether it's physically healing your body, whether it can reconnect you so that you can heal relationships too, whether there's been disconnection going on, it can do things so that you're walking in the world in a different way, that it can improve your business. I'm just a fan of pleasure, and we are here for such a finite amount of time. Whether it is that you are, 5 years old, which you're probably not listening to this show if you're five. I hope you're not listening to this show if you're five, as this show should come with an 18 plus warning on most stations. Or whether you're 99. Actually, my oldest sex and intimacy coaching client was 95, and he was very much interested in how he could have a better sex life. So what do we do to offer that? Because it's something that I don't think goes away in our lives, and I do know that it also can facilitate things like longevity, peace of mind, connection, joy, happiness, so many things. And I'm just a fan of having a better life. Because again, our life is so finite, whether we're five or whether we're 95, it's finite. Whether you live to 106, like my great grandma did, who had a boyfriend at 105. And I don't know if they had sex when she was 105, but I do know that there was a lot of caring and there was a lot of flirtation going on and there was connection. And I think that's something that people desire. I would say the majority of people desire that in this lifetime. Some people are genuinely hermits and they don't desire that, but for the most part, people desire connection. So we're going to talk about that because connection is part of presence. Connection is also part of when your nervous system calms down from being in fight or flight or from freeze, and you start to get your body starts to respond and calm down and get reconnected. You'll also start to find that you'll desire community more, be wanting to be around people, but also wanting to know more of who you are in relation to these communities and how to be in them. So when your body is calm, it can heal. When your body is calm, it can be connected. And when you're feeling connected, you're going to have more pleasure than if you are in that fight or flight, just trying to get your adrenaline rush, which is a lot of times what goes on for, or trying to calm your nervous system down, like we talked about in an episode recently about hypersexuality, where sometimes it's just about calming down the nervous system. So, you end up humping everything because you're just trying to calm your nervous system down. Sometimes people are just humping to try and get that next adrenaline kick. So, having sex with random people, just to try and get the adrenaline kick. So, whether you're an adrenaline junkie or you're trying to reduce the cortisol levels in your body, you might be using sex as a tool for that. And if you can get calm first and then connect, you're going to find that it's going to be, I don't know, exponentially better. I don't have a number for it, but it's going to be exponentially better for everyone involved. So the top thing that we're going to start with today is how presence can be the new core play. And one, so I just want to bring up a little bit of info that it was around the 1960s-ish, mid-60s probably. Masters and Johnson were doing a lot of research. They did a lot of research with each other when it came to sex as well. And one of the things that they found was that sometimes when you take sex off the table and you become more aware of touch, which they called I think it was sensate focus play or sensate fo anyways, it's sensate focus. You can look up the sensate focus stuff because sensate focus work in general is all about figuring out and having a mutual understanding and an open dialogue that can help to strengthen the relationship on an emotional level, on a physical level. It's all about noticing how touch feels, what you would like. So they kind of opened the concept and doors to, especially in Western society, because these kinds of teachings were actually in, far back, going back into teachings on Tantra that are thousands of years old. But for Westerners, these guys kind of were tapping in to some ancient thoughts on this stuff. They actually did tap into and look at different ancient texts and kind of utilize those as different practice techniques as well. But they brought it to the West. They opened those doors to look at touch from a different perspective, to not just use sex as a tool to get off, as like, how do we actually educate people on having more pleasure? How do bodies respond? They did a lot of research. So, hats off to Masters and Johnson, even though they also have a dark part of history that goes on with them as well. But for the most part, they opened the doors. So respect to the opening of the doors. So I just wanted to bring that up, that this kind of information to Western society is relatively new. Relatively, as in the last 60 years. And even at that, when it's 60 years old, you would think, well, everybody's got to know about it then. And they don't. People don't know about this. Why? Because this is not something that we're educated on. Sex education is really taboo. So if you're listening today, you are one of those ones who are tapping into the taboo because it is still shunned upon. And you definitely don't want to educate, teenagers on how to have a better sex life because they're going to do it anyway. You might as well let them know how to actually enjoy themselves and respect their bodies and respect their partner's bodies. But no, we don't do that. We just tell them how certain body parts come together and then there's STIs involved and then there's potential babies involved. And that's about what we give them. We really don't give them information on how to be in the world so that they can go forth and be kind to their lovers. We don't do that. So anyway, we are talking about that now as adults, and even adults are not aware of these concepts of just taking sex off the table and enjoying touch. So taking sex off the table can enhance your presence because a lot of times what happens is people, when they think they're supposed to be having sex, they go into, and we're going to talk about this a little later on, that autopilot. They'll go into, okay, this is going to happen. You need to be, okay, so she needs to be wet. She's not wet. Okay, let's use some saliva. Okay, well, that's not where, let's use some lube. This needs to happen. And they're just need, this needs to happen. It needs to happen now. It's not really an experience to be enjoyed, right? So there is, or, it's like, oh, he needs to get hard. This needs to happen. There seems to be like a one, two, three. These are the steps that are required for insertion. Okay, we have insertion. That means we are successful. No, it does not mean you're successful. It just means that you know how to paint by numbers. Painting by numbers, if you go to the art store and you go get a paint by numbers, you're going to have, several different colors. There isn't going to be a lot of creativity to this. They're going to have numbers on say an image of a horse, and there'll be like five different browns that you need to use, and then you put them in different places on your painting. And at the end, yes, it might look really great, but it wasn't your creation. It was somebody else's, and you were just, it is a tool for learning, and it's got step-by-step instruction, but it's not the same. So when you can be present, you can take these sort of rudimentary skills and turn them into an art form. And I do feel like sex is an art, and it is an art, it is a skill, it's something we develop. It's not something we're necessarily born with. We might have some skills we're born with. Naturally, some people might, just like somebody might have a natural skill for playing the piano, right? You stick a one-year-old in front of a piano and they just start going at it. Wow. That could be the same also for some people who have heightened awareness of pleasure. And I'm pretty sure I was one of those because I was really aware at a very young age about what pleasure could be. But I didn't have words for it. I just understood that my body had these fantastical reactions. And so I was curious about how to induce those. Again, not using that language, but it would be like, oh, well, that feels good. Let's try that again. Curious at a young age. Also, just like if you played violin since you were really little, you're still playing violin, you're probably going to be quite good at it. So for me, self-exploration from a very young age, like 4 that I can remember, would, 46 years later, still practicing, might actually lend me to have some skills, some extra skills, and then you learn more skills. Just like if you're practicing that violin and then you get a teacher who teaches you some new methods. Well, the same thing goes with sex. So presence is something we need to actually incorporate in that so that we can learn, so that we can listen, and we can become that artist. We can become like the sexy artist that would bring something different to the table than that paint by numbers person doing sex. So we're going to talk about how presence can kind of bring out that artistry, and bring out that play and plug in and get turned on and all those good things. We'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@milicajelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight we're talking about how presence can be like an incredible turn on. So I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but having more presence in your pleasure play actually increases the pleasure. And then you know what else it does? It increases the desire to have more pleasure. Because presence is like this invitation to open doors for, to me, it's like when somebody's present with me, I'm like, oh yes, this is delicious. This is like really good cake, and I'd like more, please. And so there is something so super delicious about presence. And it just even being present with somebody, even in conversation, when somebody's actually listening to you and seeing you, how much more phenomenal is that experience than when somebody's like kind of out to lunch or disconnected or dissociating? Dissociating can be tough because you're like, do you even want to be here? Do you even want to be around me? And some people have gone through massive amounts of trauma. Maybe they've got CPTSD. Maybe they've got just PTSD. Maybe they have other things going on like ADHD, where they don't know how to come into their bodies and be present. And guys, I got to tell you, I wasn't born super present. I found ways to become present, and a lot of it was through self-exploration with my own body so that I would be able to like feel my body, know my body, and then get in my body. But I also know how to do it without, giving myself an orgasm. And that took practice. That took a lot of patience and practice, and I still work on that on a daily basis. I was actually just talking to a client today, and she was really cool about kind of she's really good with like staring you down. So when I'm in her presence, I kind of like I have to be extra present, where it's funny because I don't always have to be extra present. Some people are okay with like a few minutes of presence, but I love the challenge of when somebody demands me to be present and I'm like, yes, oh, I'm in my body. And then me and my body offers greater options for the other person. But some bodies don't demand that. Some people don't demand your intense presence. I love when a body demands intense presence. I think it's super hot, like super, super cool. It's sexy for them too. Like their bodies will be more turned on, which means that their bodies also have more energy flowing through them, more vitality, more life, which essentially makes you more lively, makes your body heal more too, and makes you more attractive to people, more interesting. So when I am in the presence of people who demand presence, it's freaking awesome. And not a lot of people demand it. So, would you like to be one of those people who is like, yes, I not only deserve people to be here with me, I choose to be present with them and I demand presence of myself and I demand presence of others? Well, that can be a bit intense, but it can also be like a game changer. So, let's look at some of the things on that front, like the presence from going out of, say, for example, just dissociating and just like wanting to chuck out of your body to how do you get into your body? So the number one thing is if you have feet, because I'm not guaranteeing everybody has feet, but like your whatever the lowest part of your limbs are, if it's feet, if you don't have feet and maybe you've had a leg removed or something, then whatever part of your body is the lowest part of your body, tap into that, sense it. You can sense it on the ground. You can put your hands on it if you have hands, or you can feel it against something like a sofa or a pillow or whatever, and just notice like what does it feel like? So as I'm here with you guys, what I'm doing is my feet are on the ground and I'm noticing, and right now, like one thing that I notice is that my left foot is a little hotter than my right foot. And just as I said that, it switched, then my right foot got a little hotter too. So now they're like there's a flow. I can feel like a flow of energy moving through. And when you do get present, sometimes your body wants to move. So like as a result, my body has like a flow going. And if you're seeing me on video, you might notice like my body actually wants to ripple. So when I get present, my body does tend to move in like waves more. And sometimes that doesn't work so well for with camera work because then I'm like out of the range of the camera, in the range of the camera. It gets complicated for camera work. So though when we are in like the zone and we are present, our bodies will sometimes just be like, whoo, like they just move like a wave. And so let it move like a wave and see how you feel with that. Cool. I'm getting warm in here, kids. So presence for me also gets the energy flowing and moving. And now with the energy flowing and moving, it's getting hot in here, kids. Whew. You can take off all your clothes. I'm gonna keep mine on so that I don't lose my show by doing something that's inappropriate online. I mean, I'm already so inappropriate as it is. So one of the reasons why we're getting into presence and presence is foreplay is that if you're, say, with your partner and you can look at them in the face during the day and you can even for 30 seconds be present with your partner, that will help them know and feel safe and secure. Because one of the sexiest things, especially for partners who have ever gone through trauma, is to know that whoever they're with is really present with them, even when sex isn't involved. So if you want to build trust and you want to build a sense of security in your relationship, presence is very helpful. If you want to build a sense of security, you also want to do that outside of sex. However, when you add presence to your play, to your pleasure play, it will again exponentially enhance your pleasure. So it's a pretty phenomenal return. It's well worth your investment in time. You imagine like 30 seconds a day. If you just stepped into 30 seconds more every day for the next, oh, I don't know, year, how much more present would you be? And it's only like adding 30 seconds. So today it's 30 seconds of presence. We'll actually practice that 30 seconds of presence during one of the commercials. I'll get you guys to get into a state where you're more heightened awareness. But even if you're starting with getting that lowest part of your body, whether it's your feet or maybe it's your knees, whatever part of your body is like the lowest part that you can connect to the ground, or say a sofa or a bed or something or a chair, feel it, feel the connection, notice what's happening. Do you feel more heat going through your body? Do you like that? Is it uncomfortable? Are you fidgety? Is it something that's so unfamiliar to you that as your body starts to get calm, it might be so uncomfortable to be calm that you fidget your way out of it because you need to have your nervous system back into like a fight or flight kind of zone? I encourage you that if you're doing that, take some breaths in for five, out for five. So in through your nose, out through your mouth. Just let the breath flow. In for five, out for five, connect to your feet. Notice your feet, because you know what? So many times we just completely ignore the fact that we have our feet. Even like people will even go for like pedicures and stuff, and they'll be like, hey, I have really cute feet. Yes, but they're also ignoring being in their bodies and in their feet. That moment of getting their pedicures done will probably help, or like reflexology or something to connect directly to your feet can help. And at the same time, your body probably would like more of that, more steadily, more consistently, even if you feel a little awkward about it. So one of the reasons why we want to have pleasure and through presence, through slowing down, I don't know if you notice, I'm like really slowing down the talking. We're getting into like breathing and connecting to our feet, is so that also when you go to engage with your partner in either other foreplay that is directly like connected to the potential of having intercourse, then the intercourse can also be slowed down. And slow sex is the best. For one, it encourages you to feel everything. And slow sex, if you choose to be that present and have the time to commit to slow sex, can create sensations in your body that are like shivers and ripples and all kinds of great energetic things that you might miss when everything's going really fast. Because when things are going really fast, there's usually an energy of competition or wanting to just get it over with, or just the focus is just get off. Getting off is not the focus. We're taking that focus off the table. What we're doing is increasing the all the arousal areas of the body. Every part of your body that could be aroused, which is every part, including your brain, every part that could be aroused gets aroused. So you have heightened full body arousal. Then as your body is heightened full body arousal, this can be really helpful, especially with aging and sex, because now your body is going to be turned on and it will start to show all the signs of that. So whether that's, you know, whether your vagina is getting wet, whether there is an erection starting to appear, there are different arousal things that will show up as your whole body is aroused, calm, connected, and aroused simultaneously. I know it sounds a little bit kooky, but it's completely possible. There are books out there. There's a woman named Nicole Dadon who wrote a book called Slow Sex. There are also a lot more books since that reference came out. for me for like years ago, although that was one of the first ones I'd read about slow sex. There have been a lot more people writing about that since. Also, different practices related to things like Tantra would be more of a version of slow sex. So, slow sex, it doesn't really matter what position you're in, it's that you are fully present and you are absolutely fully taking your time. So, sex that you might normally have that would take 10 to 11 minutes might actually last for a couple of hours because there's core play, there's foreplay, there's post play, there's even discussions, there's communication, there's like the whole shebang involved. So, how does that sound? What is that something your body would actually like? And I think a lot of bodies didn't even know that's a possibility, or they felt like, well, my partner will never take the time for that. If you truly feel like your partner has no time for you and no time for investing in this level of presence with you, then you need to start with relationship coaching before you, or therapy or counseling before you even step into how do you have a better sex life, because the real core issue is somewhere other than you have to start with the relationship first. Like, why is this per what is it about you that this person doesn't want to invest in you? Might actually indicate that the relationship is not something that's working. I think if somebody's willing to go and slow down for you, and you're willing to slow down for them, that can be an immense gift, and that you're willing to be present is an immense gift. So during this commercial break, we're not going to necessarily go into full presence, but definitely notice, how do your feet feel? Are you still got both feet on the ground, or are you fidgeting and are you squirming and crossing your legs? Like, are you doing something to avoid having both feet on the ground? Get both feet back on the ground, or both connected on the sofa or better, wherever you are. Take some breaths in for five, out for five. And as you do that, just remember, we'll be back. You're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelenich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelenich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. So tonight we're talking about plugging in and turning on and having more presence for pleasure. Why on earth do we care about presence? Well, for one thing, I think so many of us have operated from autopilot, and I'm including me in that. I operated from autopilot for a really long time. And when you choose more, when you're like, you know what, I'm not going to operate from autopilot anymore. I'm going to choose awareness. I'm going to choose erotic awareness. And when you do choose erotic awareness, what starts to happen is that you're like, your body might go, you know what? Actually, what I'd really like is this, this, and this. And you might notice too that when you're on autopilot, that you just kind of disconnect or dissociate. You might be thinking about, and I hear this a lot, it's like women are like, well, what's the point of me even being there? I'm just laying there thinking about all of my chores to do and blah, blah, blah. Well, you're dissociating. You're not really there. You're not present. And now your partner is utilizing your body as basically like a sex toy because you're not there. And whether you're in your body or not doesn't really matter. You're dissociating. You're not really engaged in what's going on. So going through the motions, and when you're with somebody who's going through the motions, it's very blah. It can feel like they're not interested. They don't like you. And it can be very, very frustrating. So going through the motions or obligation sex, you know, I've done quite a few shows about obligation sex. Obligation sex is, blech. I mean, if you're choosing to be obligated to sex with your partner and you're like, well, I should because, you know, we're married, step back from that just for a few minutes or a few months even, and choose to just go about things a little differently. Choose to not have obligation sex. Choose presence first. Choose communication. Choose consent and curiosity, because that obligation part is going to turn really yucky. If it hasn't turned yucky really fast, if you've been having obligation sex for years and years and years and just going through the motions, you've probably never had any kind of sex that was enjoyable for you. And so it might actually have kind of shut you off from desiring to have sex or believing that you're not somebody who can have an orgasm or that you can even enjoy yourself. You might have literally convinced yourself into it because you've never had somebody just be present with your body for the sake of you, not them, just doing what your body is asking for, and you are vocalizing what your body is asking for, verbalizing or writing it or whatever way of communication works best for you. So when you can communicate that, what you desire, then you know you no longer have to go through those motions. You don't have to have obligation sex. You never did have to have obligation sex, but it might have been what you were taught that that's what, you know, you do if you're in a marriage or a partnership and you're supposed to have obligation sex. No, you're not. In fact, it's a disservice. That's the word. It's a disservice to you and to your partnership, to your relationship, to have obligation sex. So when you're dissociating, first note that that is what you're doing. It's like, wow, I'm actually not here. And what can I do to get present? So say you can actually say to your partner, you know what, I'm kind of not here right now. Like, I need to wait. I need to pull back. And if they don't get it and they're like, oh, it doesn't matter, well, then they actually are just using you as a sex toy. So that'll give you some hints. But if they're like, oh, okay, thanks for pointing that out. Yes, let's take a step back. What would you like to do, or what do you require right now? Is there anything I can do for you right now? And you might be like, you know what, I just need like a 5 minutes. Like, maybe I just need 5 minutes to myself. Maybe I need to reconnect to my body. Maybe I need to put my hand on my heart. And maybe I need to put one like hand on my heart and one on my pubic bone and just breathe and get back in my body. Maybe asking your partner to do that for you so that you can reconnect, and utilizing their hands as a means for that, as a sort of a way to do that, can be helpful too. So going through the motions, not a fan. What can we do? We are allowed to stop. We're allowed to say, yeah, this isn't right now, this isn't working for me, but can we just pull back for a second, and can I try something else and see how that goes? And if your partner's respectful and is actually interested in you having pleasure, they will do that. And, you know, it won't be about, well, geez, like, you have to get me off or I'm going to be blue-balled. It's like, you know what? So for one thing, we hear about men being blue-balled all the time, or we hear about bodies with penises being blue-balled all the time with testicles, but we often don't hear about what happens in the in for bodies with vulvas, which you can absolutely have congestion. You can have pelvic congestion from not being able to release the energy, and it's like a buildup, and it can create like a lot of discomfort. So being able to, and so if you can imagine how many women, when we looked at the orgasm gap a couple episodes ago, how many women are not having orgasms, and then so now we've got this buildup of energy, how many of them might be having pelvic issues, whether that's uterine or vaginal or labia or clitoral or any of that, anything that would be part of their genitals. If they're having buildup and there's like a energy there, because why? Because they're probably, let's backtrack that, there probably wasn't any presence in the moment of when the stimulation was going on, and there wasn't enough communication or curiosity or consent going on. So the buildup happens because of, well, lack of information. Let's start there. Or lack of interest in having the information, and then lack of actually taking that information and utilizing it. So if you'd like to have a deepened relationship with your partner, a deepened sexual, heightened, erotic, aware relationship with your partner, you need to be willing to step back. You need to be willing to hear what they're saying and not take it as a criticism. And if they say, I need to just step back for a minute, what if that's not a criticism? They're just honoring their body. And then finding what will work to regroup and come back to the body. So sometimes it's just a hand on the body. Sometimes it's breathing. Sometimes it's eye contact. So you might step away from, you know, full penetration because, you know, one partner is dissociating completely. And you might go to having full on eye contact for like 30 to 60 seconds of full eye contact, which then is maybe even more erotic than you, what you were getting through the thrusting of whether it's thrusting with a, you know, a toy or with a penis or whatever you happen to be thrusting with. There's probably some form of penetration going on, whether it's vaginal, anal, or oral penetration. So there's probably some kind of thrusting going on. And if you just take that minute to step back, connect, actually look your partner in the eyes. And 30 seconds is a great start because a lot of times that isn't, you haven't even hit the 30 second mark. You might have been even married for years and never hit that 30 second mark of just looking at your partner. You might have when you have been angry and you just stare them down and give them, you know, the death glare, but you might not have done it with no expectation behind it of getting something like whatever that happens to be, some satisfaction, whether it's through fighting that you would win or a satisfaction or you'll get what you want. So you're using it as a manipulation, but just looking at your partner for the sake of looking at them so that you truly see them and they truly see you, because that can be incredibly sexy. It's such a great way to create presence, is actually looking at people. If you've never really had that experience and you're like, I've never really looked at a person and I don't know if I can look at my partner, if you want to hop on a call with me and practice looking, I'll be happy to, you know, get on a 15-minute call and we can practice the 30 seconds of looking. You can also practice hands on your heart, just to be able to get, well, heart chakra, really, like hand on your heart chakra, just to feel that sense of connection to your body. Take those breaths, feel it up, feel it in. And a lot of times when you can get present with your partner, the things that they have going on in their head, whether that's shame or guilt or whatever, it can just start to melt. And they start to just feel really safe. And that stuff, it seems to be, it's like it doesn't matter. Or it has transmuted. So the shame transmutes to knowing and seeing and having self-awareness and diminishing self-judgment, because that's a big one with shame, is like a lot of self-judgment. So as we shift those things, we can melt the shame and we can melt the tension. And we can be able to be with our partners in a way where you can say things and not feel like you're going to be judged by them. I say a lot of crazy things to my husband. He might not be into any of the things I say, or maybe like one tenth of the things I say, but I'll still put it out there just out of curiosity. My husband is quite vanilla, so, and I respect that. I'm not going to push him past his boundaries. Once in a while, I'll ask to try something just in case. You never know. People change their mind. And then I'll also leave, the caveat of, hey, if might not be today, but if you're ever into that, you know where to come, literally. So we're going to talk more about how the presence of being seen and felt is also really important for increasing pleasure. So if somebody can truly see you, how sexy is that? We're going to talk more about that too. And also about, we might even get to talk about cultivating presence outside the bedroom. So you're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome, my sweet, sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight we're talking about plugging in, tuning in, turning on, and having more presence for more pleasure. Because guess what? Presence can create an awful lot of pleasure. I think if we look at the contrast, it can be really helpful to look at the contrast, right? So I've been talking a lot about, if you're connecting with your partner, looking at your partner, listening, breathing, being attentive to, like, if they need to pull back, and then, you respect that. Practices where you can breathe together, practices where you learn how to have touch that isn't goal oriented, like, as in it's not directed or geared towards having an orgasm. Those are all great. And then also getting out of autopilot, getting out of all the feelings where you might start to dissociate, where it's like, here we go again. And then you just kind of poof out of your body, or something brings up a trauma reminder and triggers you, so you dissociate. So how do we anchor our bodies in the moment? And one of the things I'd mentioned is, like, hand on the heart, hand on just around the pelvic bone. So you're not the front pubic bone, sorry, not the pelvis. You could put your hand on the back pelvis too, though. That'll help. But the pubic bone, and in between your breasts, so like heart chakra area. Breathe in for five, out for five. Just do it for yourself to reconnect to you. That's one of the easiest ones to do. So anchor into your body. And then when your partner anchors into their body, then when your bodies come together, they're both anchored. So you're not like the one that's trying to help the other person get grounded, because you could be fully grounded and they're like on autopilot. So what do you do when you notice that your partner's on autopilot? Just like I mentioned before, is like you can say, you know what, I just need to, like, wait a second, take a step back. You can say that too when you notice that your partner's on autopilot, and you can be like, just a sec. You know what? Can we just try this instead? Try this something a little different. Make a little suggestion. If you're not sure what to suggest, then start with something that might be more along the lines of, can you just hold, I don't know, I'm going to throw it out there because the image popped in my head. Can you just hold my bum for a minute while I, like, straddle you? Maybe you're just straddling their belly and you're not, like, ride 'em cowboy position yet, but you're just like on straddling and you just ask to have your bum held, because putting your hands on somebody's bum can get them grounded quite fast if big caveat here, if you've been given permission to put hands on the bum, that energy will go right down low and you'll get like in your body quite fast. So I love holding bums, and it is, when people give me permission to do that, it's joy. It's bum cheeks. It's not holding somebody's bum hole. I'm not really into holding somebody's bum hole, but I am all about the holding of, you can actually really feel people sink into their body, like when they feel safe in your hands when you are holding their bum cheeks. So I'm a big fan of that. So that can be helpful. And then through all of these exercises of being present with your partner and having communication about what's going on, the shame that you might be feeling can also start to melt. So say, for example, I was going to give you guys an example of like what is autopilot, what doesn't work. So the comparison would be, you have a partner where every time you're going to get one of five positions, and there might even be like a rhyme and rhythm to it. Okay, step one, enter the bedroom. Everybody is supposed to be pre-prepped and ready. And then what are you going to do? You're going to take one of the five famous positions. You're going to go for a missionary first. Missionary for 3.5 minutes. And you might not even realize it, but maybe if you look over at the clock, you might realize that there's this like thing that's always like, oh, it's been 3.5 minutes. And then you flip and you're like, okay, we had missionary, now we're turning over to doggy style. Okay. But that can only last so long. So you only got 2 minutes there. And then you might flip in another direction. Let's get super sophisticated, up against a wall, or I'm trying to go for like the most missionary positions we can think of, ride 'em cowboy. Some pretty standard ones that most people can do. So you've got your five, you've done your five positions, and this should be it. That should be satisfying, because there's A, B, C, and D. It's all been performed, and that should be it. So in any of that, does that feel like presence? In any of that, does that feel like there's curiosity, or that there is a feeling of connection, or like I was saying, the show is about presence. So do you feel like that those people are really looking to connect with each other, to try something new, to have some curiosity? Or does it feel like you're on autopilot? So autopilot for me is like meh, 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 to do a sound effect, meh, 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 to have and add curiosity. So let's take that scenario and we just throw in like a fling, a moment of curiosity. So now we're in the same scenario. We're like, okay, we're doing our usual thing. We've got our autopilot sex happening. But somebody just goes, you know what, let's throw something else in here out of the blue. And maybe one of them says, you know what, I just brought out some massage oils. Can maybe I massage your body first before I do anything else? And can I massage everywhere except your genitals? And it'd be like, whoa, yeah, okay, cool. It's part of erotic massage is that you actually bring all the energy like you would in a regular massage. And if you're not familiar with how to do that, there's lots of ways to learn that. You could even go to school and become a massage therapist. But usually you'll massage people to the heart, towards their heart. And then with erotic massage, you massage towards the genitals. So you can massage, but you don't necessarily touch the genitals until like the heightened, full on, full turned on, and permission has been granted scenario comes through. So going out of, autopilot and into erotic awareness isn't that hard. You can literally add one thing, like add those massage oils, add a little spanking in there, or just a little fun, just add a little naughtiness, and you can get out of that autopilot and get into presence really fast. A lot of those other plays require presence. There's a lot of.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.